Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. It all began just over 9 years ago when Mark Glenshaw was walking in the 1,400-acre Forest Park near his home in St. Louis. He'd been doing this regularly for several years, but this time out he saw two great horned owls in the park.
The first sighting I had really set a high benchmark and just was instant addiction. In my first sighting, in 20 to 30 minutes, I saw them hoot together and duet a beautiful vocal and visual display. I saw them fly, powerful, graceful, silent flyers. And then I saw them, one of them, chase a great blue heron, a bird twice its size, and I was completely hooked.
Well, hooked is putting it mildly. He named the two owls Charles and Sarah and began returning to the park a lot.
I average between 260 and 300 nights a year.
Glenshaw says he has walked through the park in search of Charles and Sarah about 2,500 times since that evening 9 years ago. I made that walk with him and a few other folks a couple of months back. Not surprisingly, he now has a pretty good idea where the owls will be and knows where they have been in the past.
And let's turn around and look at this tree. You see the big hollow in the tree, the big hole about 20 feet up? That hollow is where Charles and Sarah nested in 2008 and 2012. They had three owlets in 2008, Bart, Lisa, and Maggie, two in 2012, Christopher and Velvet.
Once he scopes them out and armed with cameras and binoculars, he usually spends some time following them around as best he can, from tree to tree.
I've seen them have 21 owlets. They've bred successfully every year. I've seen them mate, I've seen them nest, I've seen them raise their young and then start all over again year in and year out. And every year is different, every evening is different.
It wasn't long after finding Charles and Sarah that he began doing what he calls owl prowls. More than 60 of them in 2014 alone, where maybe half a dozen folks go with him on his early evening search for Charles and Sarah.
A two-hour, roughly, guided tour of the owl's territory where we look for and observe the owls while I discuss and interpret the natural history of great horned owls.
He does some of his owl prowls in conjunction with the Academy of Science in St. Louis. Mary Burke is their CEO.
Based on the information that he had, the detailed information from watching these owls and their habitat and how they lived, and we knew there was something really spectacular and special about him.
Glenshaw has also been a mentor to many, like Brenda Henty of St. Louis County. Two great horned owls hang out in a park near her home. After meeting Glenshaw and learning more about the owls over time, she says it has accelerated her interest in them and changed her life.
And then there they were every single day hooting, or in the evening I would hear them hooting. And it just got a hold of me and just turned me on to nature in general and everything that nature has to offer.
With winter upon us, you might think Glenshaw would cut down on his forays into the park.
Gray, tough, cold winter day just really was not my favorite, and now it often is. Just because I know I'm going to see the owls and probably something really cool is going to happen.
Next time on Missouri Environment, we'll go along with Glenshaw and some others into Forest Park on an owl prowl. Well, that's it for Missouri Environment this time around. You can also find us at kbia.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.